Very nice. Fiona, thank you. It's 11 minutes past seven. The government's plan for helping people with autism. We'll get one verdict after the break.
Tony the Plumber here. Can't actually make it till Tuesday, the 14th of November. Bye now.
You can't rely on everything, but you can rely on Vodafone Gigabit Fibre Broadband with smart Wi-Fi. Now only €30 a month for the first 6 months. Search Vodafone Broadband today.
12-month contract, €30 for 6 months, €40 thereafter, is subject to annual price adjustment, excluding discounts of CPI plus 3% each April. Offer ends August 31st, 2024, subject to eligibility and location. See vodafone.ie/broadband.
Attention Earnode Éireann customers. We're happy to announce new rail timetables live from Monday, August 26th. We've made important improvements to your service. Expect more connections, earlier morning departures, and more late evening services, and a brand new station in Kishogue. See irishrail.ie for the full list of updates, and check rail times before travel. Earnode Éireann, part of the Transport for Ireland network.
You're very welcome back to Morning Ireland. A load of fluff. That is how one campaigner for better and more equal autism services here has described the government's new autism innovation strategy. We'll speak to that campaigner later in the programme. She's the mother of a five-year-old boy who does not have a primary school place yet, as the schools return this week. The strategy contains 83 measures, which the government says will be implemented over the next 18 months. They say it will help empower autistic people to improve services in health, social care and education, and to promote a greater understanding of the condition among the general public. The entire plan is not yet funded, nor are there plans to underpin it in legislation. We'll speak to the founder and CEO of the charity As I Am in just a moment, but first here's the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability and Youth, Roderick O'Gorman.
Our programme for government recognised that we need to do better to address the challenges that autistic people face in our society. And those are challenges that often prevent them from participating in their communities to the extent that they can, and indeed to the extent that they should be able to. So the Autism Innovation Strategy will aim to enhance the lives of autistic people across the country by tackling some of those challenges. And it addresses fundamental areas, areas like health and social care, education, employment, and community participation.
Adam Harris of As I Am is here now. You're very welcome.
Good morning.
What specifically is in this strategy that you believe will make a practical difference to the lives of autistic people and their families?
Well, As I Am is presently marking its 10th anniversary, and for 10 years we've been campaigning for the need for a national autism strategy. Most of the European countries surrounding us have such a strategy in place, and overwhelmingly and repeatedly the Irish public, political parties and indeed the autism community itself through polling has demonstrated its support for such a strategy. The reason it's important to have an autism innovation strategy is it's about recognising those specific bespoke challenges that affect autistic people, the lack of understanding in society, the siloing of public services and the inaccessibility of many aspects of the community. Very often we just see autistic people as passive recipients as opposed to active participants within the community. So this strategy across four pillars, from inclusive communities to building capacity, sets out 83 ambitious actions in an 18-month period to break down some of those barriers so that autistic people have the same chance. Where it's really important is taking action in new areas. So for example, creating a pathway for public assessment for autistic adults, recognising the need for greater research in autism in areas such as life expectancy, which we know is much shorter for our community, and suicide prevention, and also putting in place targeted funding through the Autism Innovation Fund to enable grassroots activity on the ground. It's really important to say though, no report or a strategy is a panacea. And we've seen reports on autism before. The Joint Oireachtas Committee report on autism last year recommended very clearly that this strategy needed to be legislated for. So we're calling for urgent legislation to put that in place, and we're also calling for appropriate resourcing and implementation. We're good at strategies in Ireland, we're not good at implementation.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a moment, but I'm wondering, is it specific enough? When you look at one aspect of it in terms of primary and post-primary education, there are 4 points in that section, and I'll read you just one of them. You know, to provide additional professional development supports for schools in supporting autistic students, we will expand the autism team in the National Council for Special Education, another to provide opportunities for autistic students and others with special educational needs to engage with peers in both mainstream and special schools. We will support schools to implement the Towards Inclusion programme. We will provide funding to the National Council for Special Education. Is that specific enough or is it quite vague?
So I think there's two elements to this. So first and foremost, this strategy isn't about conferring new rights on autistic people. Autistic people already have the right to an appropriate education. The state is failing to vindicate that right, and that isn't the work of the strategy. That is the obligation of the state under the Constitution.
There's no even commitment in the strategy to ensure that every autistic child has a place in school.
And what we see year on year is us go from crisis to crisis on this issue. And I think it's interesting that we're having this conversation the week after the Leaving Cert results came out, or the week of the Leaving Cert results. So we see the Department of Education is perfectly capable of having a machine that rolls out this huge process annually. And yet we don't have the ability to plan for the fact that we have children who are 0 to 18 who are going to need school places. What we really believe we need to see is a breaking of the disconnect between capital funding and demand within the system. So week on week, the state is literally spending millions of euros to bus autistic people out of their community rather than a once-off investment to plan and put in place autism-specific
classes. How many are still waiting, do you know?
So we know that there's still many waiting, particularly in the Dublin area, particularly for post-primary places and special school places. We saw emergency legislation a number of years ago that did make an impact year on year, but what we haven't seen this year then is the department to follow through on the capital investment.
So can you understand Catriona Rohan is the campaigner I was mentioning there a few moments ago. We'll talk to her later. Can you understand why she describes this strategy as a load of fluff when it comes to dealing with this specific issue, the practical issues?
So what I think is really, really important is what we need to see the state do is deliver already on the rights that exist for autistic people, which are generally housed in two areas, the rights that all citizens have, which autistic people have, and then the specific rights that disabled people have. We're presently without a national disability inclusion strategy. That's the strategy that deals with the assessment and need process, progressing disability services. We desperately need to see that published and resourced. Equally, what we need to see is a follow through and addressing once and for all this issue around education. We're calling on the department to put in place a circular this year to move beyond this year to year planning for places for autistic students in school towards a multi-year approach. Separate to that, what we need to see is an autism innovation strategy, which is about saying, when you get into school, what happens next? When you are presented an interior office looking for work, what happens next? Because to date, the only discussion around disability has been about resourcing and places, which is vital, and we're failing. But it then has to move on to what happens when you get into the place. That's what true inclusion is about, and that's why this strategy is so important.
And apart from the 5 million euro already allocated for this area, the government has produced a strategy without an overall cost, with no plans to legislate for it. Does that not mean that despite the best of intentions, it's likely to sit on a shelf?
I don't believe so, and I believe one of the reasons that it won't is the voices of autistic people. So this strategy very much has placed the lived experience of autistic people at the centre, and core to that is the Autism Innovation Strategy Oversight and Advisory Group. So that's an autistic majority committee that has been tasked with overseeing this strategy, interpreting it and holding government
to account.
Is that
in place yet?
That is in place.
It is in place already.
As I am as represented on it, as are many local support groups across the country. So we now, our work begins today. The strategy is in place, but we now need to hold government to account. It's an 18-month strategy. We want to see a long-term, multi-annual strategy that's guaranteed and on a statutory footing. That's why we need the legislation. We're approaching a general election, you know, by March of next year, and we want to call on all parties to make a commitment that they will place this on a statutory footing within their manifesto.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Adam Harris, founder and CEO of As I Am. It's 7:19.